All right, it is 6:23. Good morning. This is Money Radio's Business for Breakfast show. I'm Ken Morgan. Mark Asher is here, and our guest on the phone is Mark Bowser, corporate training expert. Website, markbowser.com. Mark, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me today.
Well, it's nice having you here. Now, you're suggesting that the next time we go in to order a drink, it's going to be served up by a robot, but I think I've already met that guy.
You've already met the dude, huh?
The bartender with no personality? Sure, that had to be a robot. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Are they taking over the world? I mean, we've heard this recently, that robots are going to take all of our jobs. Then how are we going to afford to go have a drink?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be taking all of our jobs. And what we're referring to, for the folks who may not be familiar, is Planet Hollywood. They have, at least in some of their locations, what they call the tipsy robot. And this is they have two robots that are behind the bar, no bartender, and these robots don't spill anything. And I'm not quite buying that. But they say they don't spill anything ever. And they can mix a zillion drinks for you, and you have no bartenders to talk to anymore. Well, I don't believe that they're going to take all of our jobs, but it is something that we have to be aware of as workers in the workplace and so forth, is because technology is here. And I'm a tech guy. I love technology. I love my iPhone. I love my iPad. And as technology grows, a lot of good comes with it, such as medical research and medical advancements and so forth. But it does have a tendency to take some of our jobs, and that's where I believe that job skills or market skills is what people have to be thinking about. We could spend an hour today talking about the causes of this. I mean, for example, one of the causes is the minimum wage hike. They're beginning to see things that begin to change it. According to the Heritage Foundation, investment in technology by firms is one of the reasons and how they combat against not being able to afford workers. And, for example, let me just give you one thing. Is Ed Renzi, who was a former president and CEO of McDonald's USA, so a pretty credible guy. He said that what he expects to happen in the fast food industry, as wages go up, for example, in California they're moving towards a $15 minimum wage, obviously the fast food restaurants can't afford that because that cashier doesn't bring $15 value of work, and just in terms of the cost. And so what Ed says, he sees them going to kiosks instead of a cashier in the fast food industry. And as I travel, I already see that. I go to airports, and many times I'm ordering my food through the kiosk, and then you just go pick it up. They're paying through the kiosk, the whole deal. So we could get concerned about all that, and that's valid, but I think what the people want to know this morning is, you know, Mark, I can't control that. But what can I control? And what you can control is your skills. And so what I believe that the skills that are going to be here today and be here tomorrow and be here 10 years and 20 years from today is what we call soft skills. Soft skills are the skills that robots cannot do. Soft skills are the communication skills. Soft skills are the customer service skills and the sales skills. And some folks will say, well, wait a minute, customer service, we don't need that. Well, Amazon and Apple are arguably two of the most advanced, technologically advanced companies in the world. But I've spoken to both their customer service folks. So when you, yes, you want to order, you can just order and not talk to anybody. But you can get up to the line. If you need some help, you'll actually talk to a live person, either through email or voice to voice.
Yeah, I've done that. Yes.
And they're superb. Well, those people are trained. So Amazon's not tossing out customer service folks. They're not tossing out people who have to interact with their customer. They're streamlining it using technology to make it more efficient for the customer. So if people want a job, learn soft skills. Learn customer service skills, and you can get that through a number of books. I'm an author. I've written a number of books as well. Sales skills is extremely important because if you can't, first of all, sell yourself,
what are you going to sell? You're not going to sell anything. By the way, we're visiting with Mark Bowser, President and CEO of Empowering Enterprises Incorporated, a corporate training expert, and again, top-selling author. The book is Sales Success, Motivation from Today's Top Sales Coaches, which you co-authored. I will say this, you know, back to the robots. The one thing about, and you talk about just personal interaction, you know, when you go to a bar, I always send my wife to get the drinks. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not trying to pat myself up, but she's pretty hot, and, you know, usually the twins are out, and it's a lot easier to get a drink if the male bartender sees her than me standing there with the 20 in my hand takes a little longer. See, robots can't do that, Mark.
That is true. They're not going to be picking choosy.
That's funny. All right, let's. Is there a website, obviously, to look at the book or get some more information on some of the stuff you got going on?
Sure. Best way to get in touch with me is markbowser.com, markbowser.com. And you mentioned self-success. I had the honor of co-authoring that with the late Zig Ziglar. And Mr. Ziglar was the absolute
He's a legend. A legend. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a legend. An absolute legend.
Mark Bowser, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
Anytime.